get the job. Essential interview tips. Have you been successful at securing interviews but can't seem to seal the deal? It's a common issue. A job interview is an unusual situation, and you probably don't have a lot of experience in that situation. Many people naturally shine in interviews, while others need to practice to hone their skills. Time and effort are all you need to become a master at job interviews. Learn to impress your job interviewer and get the job with these 8 tips. Number 1, clean your social media presence. Over 90% of employers check social media platforms of interview candidates. Go through your Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, TikTok, Clubhouse, Twitter, and other social media accounts and do a review. Delete anything that might seem unsavory to a potential employer. Beware that recent court rulings give employers the right to ask you to log into social media accounts and allow them to poke around your account. Setting the security preferences isn't enough. Get it all out of there. Number 2, be prepared for tell me about yourself. Have your story ready to go. Avoid talking about your education and job history. Your interviewer can already see that information. Tell your basic story. Focusing on the attributes that will make you valuable to their company, and keep it interesting in under 2 minutes. Show that you're a real person rather than just another physiatrist. Number 3, be on time. Even 1 minute late for an interview is 1 minute too many. Being late, you give the impression that you don't care, don't have control over your time, or respect others' time. Any lateness can destroy your opportunity. On the other hand, it looks ridiculous if you show up 85 minutes early. 10 minutes early is perfect. Plan for the worst and try to be 15 minutes early. You can always wait down the street until the appropriate time. Number 4, know your weaknesses. The second most common question is, what are your weaknesses? Avoid cliche answers like, I try too hard, or I care too much. Give an honest answer and follow up with the solution you've implemented. I can struggle with staying organized, but I've developed several habits and systems that greatly increase my organizational skills. For example, I create a to-do list the night before and prioritize my tasks for the day. Number 5, get plenty of practice. There are many books and websites with the most common interview questions. Practice answering them aloud. Record your answers and listen to them. How do you sound? Are your answers concise and professional? Do any of your responses send the wrong message or raise additional questions? More practice will result in more comfort at interview time. Video record your practice sessions. After you have your responses down pat, it's time to work on your body language. Do a little research on effective body language and give it your best shot. Record your practice sessions and review your mannerisms and physicality. Are you presenting yourself as a confident and competent future employee? The perfect verbal responses will fall flat if your body language is incongruent. Some experts believe your body language is the most critical factor. Know the company. Know the company's primary goals and mission. You might find out through research that you'd rather work somewhere else. You're also likely to be asked what you know about the company. Be prepared with a knowledgeable answer. Number 8, dress appropriately. A suit and tie are a safe bet for men 97% of the time. Women can't go wrong with corresponding attire. The key is to look clean, neat, and professional. Ensure that your clothes fit properly. Even the finest clothes look frumpy if poorly fitted. Job interviews can be stressful. You need or want the job, and the interview is often the final stage in the process. A lot is riding on that conversation. Job interview skills can be learned by anyone willing to put in the effort. Become an expert at the job interview process and get the job. I am Dr. Hassan, board-certified physiatrist and independent practice owner. I help physiatrists start and grow their own independent practice so that they can achieve financial independence and live without limits. Once you find that job, you need to have your business entity. Go to businessofrehab.com/guide to download the best entity for your independent practice.